Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. It's just you and me. I want to talk about the age of the customer. You know, one of the things that I don't remember, I wasn't around when the marketplace was born, but almost. It was close. But the birth of markets happened when humans chose to acquire what they needed by trading with each other rather than producing it themselves or taking it from somebody else by force. The moment of what I call proto-market, the moment of conception for a proto-market, was when that first seller, Og, decided to trade with the second guy, the first customer, Gog, and Gog accepted that offer. Instead of fighting each other, instead of knocking each other in the head for what the other one has, they said, wait a minute, let's stop killing each other, let's stop beating each other up, why don't we just do business? And when that happened, proto-market was born. And that's the way things worked for millennia. This marketplace dance between Og and Gog and everybody since then was as beautifully simple as it was exquisitely effective. And at the nucleus of that relationship, the nucleus of Og and Gog and everybody since have been three basic elements. The product, which is controlled by the seller, which is, you know, Og, right? You and me in business. The product information, which is also controlled by the seller. And the buying decision, which has always been controlled by the customer. They get to decide who they buy from, when they want to buy, what they want to buy. From that first transaction, that very first one, when shares were the reserve currency, in the spring of 1993, the marketplace dance was performed zillions of times with little variation. I call this period the age of the seller, because the seller controlled two of the major elements. Two of the three major elements, the seller did, and they call that the age of the seller. Then something happened that hasn't occurred for 10,000 years. A new age was born, and I call that new age the age of the customer. This new age was born as microcomputers and associated innovations converged with high-speed internet and associated applications. And as this convergence shifts marketplace paradigms, it conveys the balance of power from the seller to the customer, from you and me in business to our customers. That dance, remember that dance I told you about, that millennia-old dance? It's still beautiful. It's still exquisite. But when the dancers come together, now the same people come together as I've always come together. But when they come together now in the age of the customer, a new leader emerges. Because control of the majority relationship elements has changed. Products and services, you and I still control those. The buying decision, customer still controls those, as always. Now, that hasn't changed. The third one, though, the information, including significant information about customer experiences, all of that is now easily and abundantly available to customers at a very low barrier to entry without being controlled, filtered, or distributed by the seller, by you and me as business owners, by industries, by corporate America. Customers now have that information whenever, wherever, and however they want it, almost completely. The age of the seller is succumbing to the age of the customer. As customers resist restrictions of the former age, they don't like not knowing what's going on. They're resisting that. And they embrace the empowerment of the new. They're excited about being able to find out what they want to know without having to talk to you and me. And during this transition, sellers are operating in parallel universes, but not for long. By that I mean you're gonna have 1 foot on the edge of the seller dock and 1 foot in the edge of the customer boat. But the edge of the customer boat is leaving the dock. So for a little while, maybe in just a little while longer, you can operate a little bit with age of the seller practices, but your opportunity is dwindling. The business you're doing is getting smaller and smaller because you're running out of customers who will allow you to do that. And customers who want age of the customer, who have age of the customer expectations, they are increasing. Your business is operating in an age when customers rule. They like this new empowerment, and they increasingly expect sellers, you and me, to connect with them on age of the customer terms. Are you a hidebound seller or a visionary seller? Hidebound sellers who are nostalgic for that control that we used to have will become irrelevant, and you will perish. Your business will perish if you continue to be a hidebound seller, nostalgic for control. Visionary sellers who make the transition to the new age with their customers will be successful by recognizing that being competitive, merely being competitive, is no longer enough. You also have to be relevant. And for 10,000 years, the classic competitive advantage model was the coin of the realm. Better price, better service, better delivery, better product selection, all that kind of stuff. Well, guess what, folks? All that's pretty much table stakes. All that's pretty much a commodity today. How are you differentiating yourself from other players in the marketplace? How are you getting sellers to be attracted to you, to make you the winner of their Super Bowl decision, their product buying Super Bowl? How do you become the winner of that transaction? You've got to be relevant. And in the next segment, I'm going to talk more about relevance. Let me leave you with this last thought as we go to a break. Your world has changed, my friends. It's the age of the customer. You got to pay attention. You got to quit being hidebound. You got to quit being nostalgic. For when you have control, you've got to embrace the age of the customer. Your customers are now in control. 20 after. I'm Jim Blasingham. Stay with me. By the way, check out ageofthecustomer.com for more about this. And I wonder, still I
wonder, who's got the rain? Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.